Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says bass player William Parker is the heartbeat of New York's downtown music scene. As a guiding light behind the annual Vision Festival, a good judge of talent, and a much sought-after bass player who lends gravitas to any band, Parker also leads his own groups, including the Little Huey Creative Orchestra and a quartet that debuted in 2000. Here's Kevin's review of the quartet's new CD.
William Parker has said he may look at his upright bass like a drum set. Each string has its role to play in creating a web of rhythm. His momentum is so powerful, a bad drummer can't trip him up. But with a great one, he sounds even better. 15 years ago, saxophonist Peter Broetzman put him together with Chicago drummer Hamid Drake. He gave Parker's music a deeper, more reliable groove without getting in his way or undermining his authority. Hamid has played a lot of reggae and knows how to circle around a bass player. Some years after that first meeting, William Parker formed his own quartet with Hamid Drake on drums, plus trumpeter Lewis Barnes and alto saxophonist Rob Brown. The horns work with and around each other as easily as the rhythm players do, so now you've got four musicians jumping in between each other's beats, like on the quartet's new album, Petit Oiseau. Yeah, French for little bird. One of the eternal miracles of jazz rhythm is how four grooves can have the power of one. William Parker's quartet balances the imperatives of the individual and the collective in that good old jazz way. Everyone has a say in his own voice while they all pull together. At times, the music has the springy bounce of Ornette Coleman's classic jazz, with one foot in the city and one in the country. Here's Rob Brown on alto sax. The spirit is strong in this music, not just because the grooves are killing, but because the players are so well attuned to each other on multiple levels. That applies even when William Parker grabs an Ojibwe wood flute and Hamid Drake picks up a Mideastern frame drum. They make their own music without disrespecting the cultures they borrow from. They make a case for improvising as a way to build bridges between peoples, if we would all just listen to each other.
Kevin Whitehead is currently on leave from teaching at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com.